Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Well, cattle producers, you don't want to miss it. The 23rd annual Big Event Angus Production Sale of Express Ranches coming up on the 16th, 17th of August at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma. Over 600 females will sell over the 2 days with some of the best Angus genetics available anywhere. You can attend the sale in person or be an absentee buyer as it'll be available on both Superior Livestock com and on liveauctions.tv. Express Ranches Big Event. More details at expressranches.com. Picture a thick, furry, yield-slashing downy brome infestation on the left side of a wheat field. Now, picture clean, healthy rows of wheat on the right. What you're seeing is Coaxium wheat production system driven by Aggressor herbicide winning the war on weeds. Go to coaxium.com to find Coaxium varieties near you. Coaxium.com. Coaxium. Cleaner fields. Higher yields.
Wow, another crazy day for cattle futures as we finish the day up the limit in the August feeders. You know, yesterday we were down $6.75. Well, today we took all that back up 672, actually at 134.45 on August. September's were about 522 higher at 132.42. And then on the live cattle, that market was unchanged in August at 100.55, unchanged. October down a little bit. December 85 higher. February of 2020 up $1.57 at 109.77. The market's continuing to try to figure out what things are worth here following a packing plant fire up in Kansas. There was estimated that they kill 6,000 head a day. So what do you do with those cattle as they move around the country? People in the sell barn starting the week were hesitant to buy cattle and bid on cattle. And so it was sort of a free fall until everybody got some confidence back into the market, which looks like it came in today. There was talk of some 105 trade in the live cattle, which stopped the bleeding there, I think, a little bit on the August live cattle as we go into the last couple of weeks of trading. Box beef at midday skyrocketed again for the second day, or at the end of the day. Choice was up $5.98 at $232.34.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
It's ready to tackle Oklahoma's tough weather. It's Bentley, another OSU grazing grain and golden grain wheat variety marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Bentley has posted a top-flight yield record for nearly a decade and offers yield stability in drought-stressed environments. Bentley also offers good forage production and later winter dormancy with intermediate heading. Bentley is a perfect fit for the Central Wheat Corridor with exceptional baking quality and has been verified by the Wheat Quality Council. To learn more about Bentley, log on to okgenetics.com.
Grain markets today, kind of the same story we've been seeing. Corn finished down 5 to 6 cents, beans are down 10 cents, and then Kansas City wheat up 1 to 3. The cotton today up 16 at 59.57. The market's still kind of going off the USDA report, and a lot of the people in the Midwest are doubting that 169 yield. If you look at the average planting delay, it looks like the average delay was about 10 to 13 days if you go off a statewide average, not 30 days, but 10 to 13 days still poses a significant threat when it comes to October 10th when that first freeze day comes. If the first freeze is before that, we're gonna still have some problems. December corn currently at 371, down 5 today, is about 8 cents off of the contract low back from May, which was before the planting delays began. In other markets here, we have the stock market significantly lower. The Dow's currently down about 860, S&P down 92 points. The bonds today are rallying. December bonds are up nearly 2 points at 164 as we get back to record lows. We also have touched a inverted yield curve, which basically means that short-term interest rates are longer than long-term interest rates. And that is a signal that businesses will stop spending money in the short run and wait to spend money later on as interest rates are more favorable.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Therefore, carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.